We continue our learning of the Nishmas Tavi B'Menachem Shemichav Yaakov B'Pinchas Elio. We're in Zachin Perek Beis Mishnah Dalit. We said in the previous Mishnah that in order to render the Korban Pigul, all the Avodos have to be done properly, and where Pigul is the only thing that disqualifies it. So everything was done properly, the Zerika was done properly, you sprinkled and everything was great, but during the time that you shechted the animal, you had in mind, I'm going to eat for the Kohen says, I'm going to eat from the Korban beyond, it's a lot of time. That will render it Pigul. But if there's some other disqualification, and the Matir was not Nikrav Kemitzvah so properly, so then it will not make the Korban Pigul. So Nishnah here asks, what does that mean? Ketzad karav hamatir kemitzvah. Give me an example. How does this play itself out? Where the matir, where the korban was offered kemitzvah, so that a chutz lizmano machshava thought will render it pigul. So the Mishnah goes through an example. Shachat b'shesika. Let's say a person shechted the korban and he was silent. The Kohen wasn't thinking anything. No machshava of chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo. Everything's kosher. But then kibel the halach v'zarak chutz lizmano. But then he received the blood and walked the blood to the mizbeach and sprinkled it all in mind that he's planning to eat from this carbon beyond its allotted time. So here is an example where the shechita was done properly, and then you had a chutz lizmano for the next three avodos of the carbon. Oh, sheshachat chutz lizmano. Or let's say the shechita had the machshava of chutz lizmano as he's slaughtering and he's thinking, I'm going to eat from the carbon beyond its time. Or to be maktir, as we said, not only to eat from it, let's say the mizbeach will eat from it. It will be consumed, I'll place the fats on the mizbeach beyond its allotted time. Kibel v'halach v'zarach v'shezika. But then, after that, he didn't have any machshava at all that was possible, that was bad. He did the receiving of the blood and the walking of the blood and the sprinkling of the blood was shesikah, silent. He wasn't thinking anything bad. Just during the shechita, he had a chutz lizmano thought. Oh, sheshachat kibel v'halach v'zarak chutz lizmano. Or, let's say, he did all the four avodos with in mind. He is going to either eat from the korban or have the mizbeach consume the korban beyond its proper time. Zehu shekarav hamatir kemitzvah. So this is an example where the matir was done kemitzvah. So what does that mean? That besides the machshava chutz lizmano, there was no other machshava that would ruin the karbon. So therefore, the karbon is pigul. But ketzad lo karav hamatir kemitzvah. So what's an example where the matir was not done properly kemitzvah? So there's another disqualification, and therefore it cannot render the korban pigul. So Mishnah gives the following example: shachar chutz limkomo kibel v'halach v'zarach chutz lizmano. What happened was, when he did the shechita, he's thinking, I'm going to eat from this korban, or I'm going outside the azara, if it's kachim kashim, outside of Yishalim, if it's kachim kalim, or I'm going to burn the fats on the mizbech outside the azara. That's a chutz limkomo disqualification. And then kibel v'halach v'zarak chutz lizmano. Then he had a chutz lizmano beyond its time. Machshava. Either the mizbeach will eat it, consume it beyond its time, or I will eat from the beyond its time during what? During the receiving of the blood and holacha and zrika. But during the shechita, he was thinking chutz limkoma, or let's say chutz lizmano. Sheshachat chutz lizmano, or he shechted with in mind to eat the animal chutz lizmano, or burn its fats chutz lizmano. Kibel v'halach v'zarach chutz limkomo. And then during the receiving the blood, the walking in the zrika, he's thinking, I'm going to eat from the carbon of the mizbeach will eat outside the azara. Sheshachat kibel v'halach v'zarach chutz limkomo. Or let's say he did all of those four avodos chutz limkomo. And then he did something else chutz lizmano. He did shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, chutz limkomo. And then at some other point he's thinking chutz lizmano during the time he's busy with the korban. So what does that mean? After all, what other avodas are there? So Rashi explains that the Mishnah means is he did, let's say, the shechita, chutz limkomo, and did the other avodos. Chutz lizmano, or did the Kabbalah chutz limkomo, the other avodos. Bottom line is, he did one of the avodos chutz limkomo, and the other, on another one, chutz lizmano. Bottom line is, in all of these cases, this is where the matir is not kemitzvah. So you can't render this pigul because of your chutzlis mano machshava, because you had a chutzlim koma machshava, which passes the carbon for an alternate reason. And then the Mishnah says, ha pesach v'hachatas, let's say carbon pesach and pachatas, which we know, become puzzle if you do shalom l'shma. Oh, that would be an alternate disqualification. Sheshchatan shalom l'shman. Kibel yeshechtedo shalo lishman for the sake of another karbon, which we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Kibel v'halach v'zarach chutzlim zmano, and then, so yeshechted the karbon pesach or karbon chatas shalo lishma. But the Kabbalah, the halach l'zriko, has done chutzlim zmano, which is a chutzlim zmano potential pigol machshava. O sheshachat chutzlim zmano, or let's say you did the shchito with the chutzlim zmano pigol machshava, and kibel v'halach v'zarach shalo lishman, and your karbon pesach, your karbon chatas, you did the Kabbalah, the halach l'zriko, for the sake of another carbon, not for the sake of the carbon pesach chatas. O sheshachat kibel v'halach v'zarach shalo lishman. Or let's say, as we said, you did the shchita or the kabbalah or the halacha l'zriko shalo lishman. And one of the other avodos you had, and the other avodos you had in mano chutz lishmano. Bottom line is, in all of these cases we created, and this, by the way, would not work for another carbon, because another carbon we learn, not carbon chas carbon pesach. If you had a man shalom shema, that wouldn't pass with the carbon. So that wouldn't be a disqualification. And therefore, the karav, the matir, would be kemitzvaso. And it could render it pigal. We needed to find a case where there's a real disqualification. That's when it comes to the carbon pesach and carbon chata shalom lishman. That's another disqualification. Says the Mishnah, zehu shalom karav hamatir kemitzvaso. This is an example of where it was not done kemitzvaso, not done kemitzvaso. Therefore, it will not render the carbon pigol with a chutz lizmano machshava, because he had another disqualifying machshava along the way. Perek Mei's Mishnah is a continuation, but here we're going to see that not only where you had a machshava, one avoda was chutz lizmano, the other was, let's say, chutz lemkomo, and we said, oh, that's another disqualifying factor, so therefore it won't make it pigol. What if you have in the same avoda itself? So that could also be considered another disqualification in mind. Says the Mishnah, you did one of the four avodas with in mind, lecho kizayis bachutz ukizayis lemachar. Wow, in the same, you're planning to eat a kizayis of this meat, chutzlim komo, outside the Azor, outside the Yerushalayim, depending on the type of karban, and kizayis lemachar. And another kizayis of the meat, I'm going to eat chutzlis mano. So you had a double machshava chutz lizmano and machshava chutz lemkomo on the same piece of meat on the same carbon, or kezayis lemachar or kezayis bachutz, or let's say the other way, the first kezayis you're thinking chutz lizmano, the second kezayis you're thinking chutz lemkomo, right? Just the opposite. The first example was where the chutz lemkomo kezayis bachutz was the first thought, then kezayis lemachar, and this is kezayis lemachar first, then kezayis bachutz. Or let's say, kachatzi zayis bachutz, kachatzi zayis lemachar. Oh, now, getting halachic. Here, I'm a shear of anything is usually a kezayis. I have in mind, I'm going to eat, as I do one of the avodos, I'm going to eat from the carbon. Let's say a kohen is shechting carbon chatos, and he has mine. He's going to eat a half a kezayis of that carbon bachutz outside the azara, and a half of a kezayis tomorrow. Or kachatzi zayis lemachar, kachatzi zayis bachutz, the reverse order. So here there is no pigul at all. This I isn't there a chutz lezmano machshava here? He's thinking kazayis lemachar or a half kazayis lemachar. The answer is no, because along with it is a machshava chutz lemkomo. And therefore, says the Mishnah, pasul vein bo karis. Such a karbon is pasul. You're not allowed to eat from it. But if a person who eats from it is not chayav karis. Am Rabbi Yehuda zehaklal. This is a general rule. And the Gemara assumes Rabbi Yehuda is coming to argue on the Tanna Kamma and says it's not true that another disqualification always removes the potential for pigul. He says this is the rule. Im machsheves hazman kadma lemachsheves habakom. If then pigul the chayvel of kares, if the pigul chutz lizmano machshava precedes the machshava chutz lemkomo, yeshechted the animal with in mind to eat from it or burn its fat chutz lizmano, even if you do now one of the avodos, the kabbalah zrika halacha zrika with the machshava chutz lemkomo, the carbon is pigul the chayvel of kares. Why? Because the machshava that comes afterwards cannot remove it from pigul. You had the machshava chutz lizmano first, says Rabbi Yehuda. V'machshav es hamakom kadmal machshav es hazman. But if the machshava of chutz limkomo is first, and then you know you had a machshava of chutz lizmano of pigul, so then pasul v'eimen karis. That is, then it's going to be disqualified. There will be no karis. Rabbi Yehuda holds tzfos lashon rishon. Take hold of the first thing, seize the first thing that you said, and that's what we assume. Achachamim omrim, zeh v'zeh pasul v'eimo kares. The Mishnah is now going back to defend the Tanakhama or explain that it makes no difference. Even if a machshava of chutz lizmano, the pigul machshava, precedes the machshava samakom, it doesn't matter. The kum is not going to be pigul, it'll be pasul, and there will not be any kares. And then the Mishnah says, if let's say he did one of the avodos, and this everyone agrees to, lechol kezayis kachatzi zayis ulahaktir kachatzi zayis. Oh, so here, it's not a half a zayis to eat today, half a zayis to eat tomorrow, half a zayis chutzlim komo, half a zayis. No, here, it's about the achila. I'm splitting the achila. The achila, half of kezayis is my achila, the human being eating, and half of it is the lahaktir, is the burning on the mizbeach, is the mizbeach eating. And both are chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, such a machshava, half a kezayis of eating yourself, half a kezayis of burning, then kashir. She'ein achila v'aktara mitztarfin. Achila of the person and aktara, the burning on the mizbeach, which is the achilas mizbeach, do not join together to equal the shir kezayis to pass the carbon through a machsheves psul, and therefore, since it's less than a kezayis for each, it does not render it a pasul or a pigul.